NWTP. Yeah, NHRC went out a few years ago too. They made some pretty popular controllers. They had some neat plugins to go into the Master 2 stations. Yeah, the RC210, I love those. Those are great controllers. My UHF and Mylan. The main control on that is an RC210. And I'm using all three ports. The second port is a VHF link radio that they park on the 145-15 repeater that they use for Skywarn. And port three is connects to the Raspberry Pi because I have a full-time link to East Coast Reflector. I've got the macros built so that if I turn on the remote base, it disables the All-Star port. But, I built several repeaters for friends with the RC210s, and, they're pretty easy to work with. Programming on DTMF is... it sucks, but, the Archom software, I use that, and it works really easy. Once you wrap your mind around a couple of how building the macros works, it's not too bad to work with. And being able to edit it on the PC and blow it in really quick, it's pretty nice. They're a good controller.
You know what's funny is I felt the same way about the 7330. It was a bit of a learning curve to figure out the macro system on that, especially from, coming from a Cat 250 or the RLC3. The way the macros work is wildly different. But when you can build it in the computer, visually, it helps significantly. But I just pulled up the page for those. 245 isn't that bad for a hardware controller. I guess that's just the board too, because you got to get all the other things. You got to get the real-time clock module, the audio delay board, which I guess the audio delay board isn't required, but real-time clock isn't a bad idea to have. Ooh, they even have a port expander. Oh, nice. I'm going to add that also to the winter project list. Maybe I'll pick one of those up there's something to be said for having a hardware controller on a repeater. It's just going to work because, I trust Asterisk, but sometimes it's failed me. And I like not having to mess with that, especially when I need to depend on it.